Thank you, Ian. A bit of a mixture of stories now as we embark on our last set of news for part one. There's a blueprint for 45,000 new homes for the area, a dragon boat race for charity, and decisions on positioning of those intrusive 5G phone masts. But first, what's this about Norfolk and controversial entrepreneur Elon Musk? Two well-known Norfolk landmarks have been linked up with Elon Musk's satellites as part of a cutting-edge broadband experiment. Blakeney Point in North Norfolk and Grimes Graves in Wheating near Thetford have been chosen for an innovative study into how low Earth orbit, LEO, satellites can be used to improve coverage in remote areas. The beauty spots were chosen due to being amongst the most difficult in the country to equip with traditional broadband infrastructure such as cables, pylons and masts. The trial, which was launched by the Department for Science, Innovation and Technology in October, found the satellites were providing faster speed than copper cables are often able to. A department spokesman said, "We found from the trial that in these locations, satellites can deliver speeds of up to 200 megabits per second, well above the speeds capable via copper cables used in hard-to-reach areas today."
A blueprint for where 45,000 new Norfolk homes could be built between now and 2038 has cleared a major hurdle after it won backing from independent inspectors. It'll pave the way for thousands of homes to be built in Norwich, Broadland and South Norfolk between now and 2038. The Greater Norwich Local Plan earmarks land where councils consider the construction of new homes and the creation of jobs could be acceptable. It includes the allocation of land for 10,000 new homes in Norwich. Work on the plan has been going on since 2019, when there was a call for sites, inviting site promoters, landowners and others to suggest sites for inclusion in the document. Inclusion in the plan makes it more likely that councillors will grant planning permission for proposals on that land. Around 9,000 of the homes earmarked in the plan have already been built, while others will have already secured planning permission with construction yet to start.
Norwich is gearing up for its inaugural Dragon Boat Race. The spectacle, set to take place at the Lady Julian Bridge Riverside, is expected to draw a large crowd and generate much-needed funds for charity Brave Futures. Each team, comprising up to 10 paddlers plus a drummer, will compete in ornate 30-foot Chinese dragon boats in a series of heats leading to a grand finale. The teams will raise money for charity through sponsorship, providing vital resources for Brave Futures. The charity supports children and young people in Norfolk and Suffolk who have experienced sexual abuse, offering them a safe space and help to rebuild their futures. The event will take place on April the 27th.
Appeals to revive plans for two 15-metre-tall 5G phone masts next to busy city roads have been met with a split decision. The National Planning Inspectorate has decided to approve a mast by the Five Ways roundabout in Earlham, but have refused plans for a mast off Newmarket Road. The plans, which were both submitted by telecoms company CK Hutchinson, were rejected last year by Norwich City Council. Inspectors deemed the mast off Five Ways roundabout acceptable as the proposed site would not violate any development policies or obscure the visibility of drivers exiting the Tesco site. Concerns around its proximity to nearby protected trees were also dismissed. However, the appeal for a mast in Newmarket Road was dismissed. That report said the development would fail to preserve or enhance the character or appearance of what is designated a conservation area.
Every year we shine the spotlight on the best tourism businesses from across the region at the East of England Tourism Awards. And this year's glittering awards ceremony was no different. Held at Snape Maltings in Suffolk on Thursday, February the 15th, the awards offered the chance to highlight some of the incredible work being done to provide memorable holidays, days and nights out in the East. The contribution that robust tourism offering makes to our regional economy is vital, with more than 140 million day trippers bringing close to a £10 billion bounty to our visitor economy each year. These numbers would not be possible without the hard work, dedication and tenacity of the people behind our hospitality and tourism businesses, from the CEOs and marketing managers to the waiting staff and cleaners. The ceremony at Snape Maltings was a night dedicated to these people and their achievements.
Well, with that last news item, we've reached the end of part one, and we'll hand over now to Lorna and Mike for part two. So with that, it's goodbye from John and myself, and we hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.